Conversation with Gail Resnick of Educational Support Services, Department of Dean of Students. I shouldn't say department. Sally warned me about that. For the revised SPOP show. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what you do?
Okay. Educational Support Services offers a variety of programs, services to students on campus with special concerns. The women's area includes the Women's Resource Center, for example, which has organizational space. It has counseling, a referral service, pregnancy, assault. It runs a variety of programs that relate to the needs of women for their personal and professional development. The Handicapped Student Services includes a variety of projects that ensure that the campus is accessible to handicapped students. It includes a Handicapped Student Center, which has a bed, has a wheelchair repair shop, and a variety of the special kinds of equipment that handicapped students may need in order to successfully accomplish their goals at UCI. The Foreign Student Program ensures that all the foreign students who come to campus have all their paperwork in order and find housing and are able to integrate the experience of a new country with, in fact, their formal education. Community Service Projects provides students with a volunteer experience in the community. So there's a wide variety of programs that students in special constituencies can take advantage of.
May as well let it roll, because we'll go through that again.
Sure. Do you want to hear what it was, or?
No. Oh, that's okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just scanning the list to make sure. Second take with Gail Resnick, once again, to talk about educational support services. Gail, go ahead and go through what ESS does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Educational Support Services has...
Hang on just a second. They're rearranging the chairs in Science Lecture Hall, obviously.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Educational Support Services covers four main constituencies of students on campus. One of the major programs is the Women's Program, which includes the Women's Resource Center, which is an office. It's in... I don't know whether I should say where it is, because I don't know if we'll move or not.
Yeah, I would leave that out.
Okay. Educational Support Services consists of four different areas that serve the needs of special constituencies on campus. Women's Programs includes a Women's Resource Center, which has organizational space, referral services, special programs that relate to the personal and professional needs of women on campus. There's also a Women's Program Board, which provides funding for many of the services and programs that do occur. The foreign and handicap area. You have to cut that. I want to start that again.
Pick it up with that section.
Okay. The Handicapped Student Services includes ways of making the campus more accessible for students with certain handicaps, so that there's a Handicapped Student Center, which has a bed and a wheelchair repair shop.
You might want to say that again, because we missed that in the first one.
That's all right. Good. I blew that one again. Wheelchair repair. Got it. I took it in college too myself. The Handicapped Student Services includes a variety of programs and a center that serve the special needs of handicapped students on campus. The Handicapped Student Center includes a bed, a wheelchair repair shop, and some of the special equipment that handicapped students may need to successfully pursue their education on this campus. The Foreign Student Program ensures that all the students who come to this campus from another country have all of their papers in order, are able to adjust to a living and working environment in Southern California. Community Service Projects provides volunteer experiences for UCI students in the community so that they can get some pre-professional experience in working on a volunteer basis.
How many foreign students do we have at UCI?
We have around 100 foreign students. It varies from quarter to quarter. They're from all over the world. We have a great deal from Asia and some from Canada, from really everywhere.
How about handicapped students? Same kind of idea. Any idea?
Oh, I think it varies. We have a growing population. I think now it stands between 50 or 60. But UCI is making a concerted effort to draw more handicapped students, and by doing that, we have work to make the campus more accessible for handicapped students. That is the major concern. Curb cuts, the student center, which has the equipment, tutors, reading helpers, typists. There's a whole variety of services available to handicapped students, and this campus is working very hard to make it more accessible to them.
Excellent, good answer. Keep rolling, because I had another question.
Go ahead.
I forgot it. Something about... No, it's all right. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It had something to do with the handicap students.
All right. Well, let me try another round on the community service projects.
Sure, go ahead.
Community service projects is a way that students who are interested in pursuing their own career goals can get some pre-professional experience by volunteering in the communities surrounding the Irvine campus. These experiences may be in elementary or secondary schools, it may be in a mental health service, and we'll provide some on-the-job kind of training for students here. Should I give you another round? Let's see.
I think that was fine.
Okay.
Except for the garbage. You know, you have one stinking studio, Dave.
Yeah.
It's not my studio.
Yeah, I know. I like the one that you built much better, or rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut it.
Really?
Bob Gentry is here to talk about student support services for the revised and our new SPOP show. Tell me about SSS.
Well, Student Support Services is a unit within the Dean of Students Office that does a variety of services and programs for students. It works with the orientation functions of the campus, non-traditional student program of the campus, the commuter student program, the veteran student program, programs like Commencement, Irvine Info in the spring, just a whole variety of student-centered programs that hopefully help the campus community to become more involved in the educational process.
A little bit about those things. For instance, what are the who are the non-traditional students?
Non-traditional students for UCI at this point in time are students who are older than the 17 to 22 age group that we've typically experienced here. Those who are returning to higher education for a variety of reasons, those who are finding a new life for themselves through the educational process.
What kind of veterans programs?
We have approximately 300 veterans on the campus at this point in time. Most of them are related to the Vietnam era, and they have, of course, been with the university system for a long time.
That's good. I'm glad you included the numbers on that. Big thing, of course, at UCI, the commuter students. Why?
Commuter student program at UCI was started to help meet the needs of students who couldn't live on the campus but yet wanted a full life at Irvine. And we have six commuter student advisors that are undergraduate student leaders living out in the community where our commuters live, bringing the university out to them through a whole variety of programs. For instance, a few weeks ago, we sponsored a faculty home visit program where we had basically commuter students in the homes of a number of faculty for dinner and to get to know one another in an attempt to build some identity for commuter students with the institution.
What part of the student body here is made up of commuters?
Well, approximately 75 to 80% of our campus commute to and from class, do not live on the campus.
This will be less important for us as something to cover here, but we might as well mention orientation, for instance, a week and so on.
Orientation at Irvine is a big production. In addition to the summer programs, student parent orientation program and UniPrep, we do a fall orientation week, which is a startup week for the entire campus community to take care of business and to reacquaint themselves with friends and make new friends and have some social events and some service events that are helpful to get the campus back in its full gear again.
Okay, Dave. Okay, another take with Bob Gentry to talk once again about student support services. Go ahead once again and just go over really what the function is.
Student Support Services is a unit within the Dean of Students Office that provides a variety of programs to meet some of the out-of-class life needs of students. We work with commuter students, non-traditional students, veterans, students new to the university through the orientation function, students leaving the university at commencement time with the commencement program, just a whole variety of interesting pretty much student-run programs to meet the needs of students.
And if you want to go through the various programs and a little bit about what they do and, you know, who they serve.
Okay. The orientation programs at UCI, of course, service the needs of students entering the institution. And our hope there is to begin to assimilate students into the university process in an effective way so that they develop some identity with it, they get involved with their education, and grow to love the institution that they're experiencing for several years. We have a number of programs that do that. We've started two new programs at Irvine, the non-traditional student program and the commuter student program. The non-traditional student program is for students who are older than 23 or 24 years of age, who are returning to higher education for a variety of reasons in their professional and personal lives. We're finding that they are becoming a very strong part of our student culture and our student body. Our commuter student program is a very innovative operation, one that doesn't occur on many campuses in the United States even. And it's a program designed to meet the needs of students who commute to and from the institution. And the idea is to begin to develop for commuter students an increased identity with the institution so that they get more out of their education and they get more out of their co-curricular life outside the classroom. And we have 6 student leaders working with commuters in the community to bring the university to them. It's a very effective and very innovative program. The veterans program at Irvine is one that was started at the through the Vietnam era, and we have 300 Vietnam era veterans on the campus at this point in time, many of whom are completing their educational responsibilities and going on to other things.
Okay, then.